At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. I'm back from the dead. Yesterday was a bit of a struggle for me, but I am here and ready to go, having recovered largely from whatever was ailing me yesterday. I did the first hour. Jeffrey held it down in the second hour. And when I say held it down, he not only carried the show, he also once again emerged victorious in Writer Then Write Trivia. Your post-game thoughts, Jeffrey?
Jeff, I obviously have to give all the credit to my teammates. You know, everyone was really focused in. We had a phenomenal week of preparation, of practice. And, you know, this is just what happens when you go out there and you execute a well-devised game plan.
Yeah, all right. But he played honorably, I take it?
Played honorably.
Two tickets to the golf tournament, which is coming
FedEx
up.
FedEx St. Jude Championship. We'll be giving FedEx away tickets Saint all Jude. Month long.
Yeah. It's fantastic. A great Memphis event. Speaking of great Memphis events, by the way, the Ed Murphy Classic flies under the radar because, let's be honest, we don't talk or write or whatever much about track, but those folks are doing an unbelievable job. Of making track matter, like world-class track here in Memphis. And it begins this weekend. I went out a couple of years ago. They started doing the pole vault on Beale Street, which is just a great gimmick. I mean, just, hey, you got these drunks walking.
It photographs extremely well.
It is just such an entertaining scene down there because half the people are just startled to see, what am I watching? How did this end up here? So you got the Ed Murphy Mile down on Beale Street and then the pole vaulting tonight. And then tomorrow, this is over at the University of Memphis, they've got the meet. It starts in the morning, but Sydney McLaughlin-Lavrone, who was a multiple Olympic champion, she's going to be here. They truly world-class track athletes are doing their thing in Memphis this weekend. And that's just another example of people who don't sit around and wonder how we could be better. And you make your little corner of the world better. And that's what they're doing. And so fabulous event again this weekend. The Ed Murphy Classic is commencing. Today on the radio show, let's see. We got Jason Smith in the next segment. We got Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock. And the rest of it is just us. Did you see the news, Jeffrey? Before I get to anything else, before I get to the Take Five, did you see that Lee Elliott died?
Are you trying to tell me my wife died? I did not.
Lee Elliott died. So he is a longtime manager. Longtime manager. And but he was mostly.
Oh, is this the Reds manager?
He was known. He Cubs manager. He probably managed multiple teams. He was forever. He was kicking. He's one of these guys, who managed multiple teams. Google it. Google anyway. But he is really particularly well known for a rant when he was the Cubs manager and the Cubs were booed. They booed the Cubs on this particular day. And I want you to count the F-bombs. Okay, ready? I'm not gonna say them, but you'll be able to tell. I'm gonna go the shorthand for them. Ready? This is just, you can count them to yourself. See if you can, you're gonna have to count fast, but I know you're good at math. Ready? Here we go. F those effing fans who come out here and say they're Cub fans that are supposed to be behind you, ripping every effing thing you do. I'll tell you one effing thing. I hope we get effing hotter than S just to stuff it up to them 3,000 effing people that show up every effing day. Because if they're the real Chicago effing fans, they can kiss my effing ass right downtown and print it. They're really, really behind you around here. My effing ass. What the F am I supposed to do? Go out there and let my effing players get destroyed every day and be quiet about it for the effing nickel dime people who turn up? The MFers, I don't know what if you count that one, but I think you do, don't even work. That's why they get out there. That's why they're out of the effing game. They ought to go out and get an effing job and find out what it's like to earn an effing living. 85% of the effing world is working. The other 15% come out here. A effing playground for the CSers. Rip them MFers. Rip them effing CSers like the effing players. We got guys busting their effing ass and them effing people boo. And that's the Cubs? My players get around here. I haven't seen it this effing year. Everybody associated with this organization have been winners their whole effing life. Everybody. And the credit is not given in that respect. All right. They don't show because we're 5-14. And unfortunately, that's a criteria of them dumb 15 mother effing percent that come out to day baseball. The other 85% are earning a living. I tell you, it'll take more than a 5-12 or a 5-14 to destroy the makeup of this club. I guarantee you that. There's some effing pros out there that want to win, but you're stuck in an effing stigma of the effing Dodgers and the Phillies and the Cardinals and all that cheap S. It's unbelievable. It really is. It's a disheartening effing situation that we're in right now. Anybody who was associated with a Cub organization 4 or 5 years ago that came back and sees the multitude of progress that's been made will understand that if they're baseball people, that 5-14 doesn't negate all that work. He's slowed down a little. We got 143 effing games left. What I'm trying to say is don't rip them effing guys out there. Rip me. If you want to rip somebody, rip my effing ass. But don't rip them effing guys because they're giving everything they can give. And right now, they're trying to do more than God gave them. And that's why we make simple mistake. That's exactly why.
All right. Okay. I counted 35, but there was a spot where you went back over, and I didn't know if that was a new quote.
No, nothing was new.
I counted 35.
You got to say it was impressive.
I mean, that's quite the rant.
Isn't that an unbelievable rant? someone wrote him back after this.
Like, honestly, that should be like studied because he went on like an entire journey there, and I actually think he kind of made a coherent point.
Someone wrote in and said this: they should set the entire speech in bronze and put it outside of the stadium. School children should be forced to learn it and recite it like the Pledge of Allegiance. Schoolhouse Rock should write a new song and set the whole thing to music. Oh God, it was just unbelievable. And so that was back in 1983. That's when, in the old days, Jeffrey, before cell phones, we know how to cuss. We know how to cuss.
Correct.
We know how to string cusses together. It was before ChatGPT made everything so easy. Back in the day when we used to walk uphill to the effing stadium and uphill back from the effing stadium.
In the effing snow.
Those were the days. Those were the days. Anyway, all right. Let's do take five.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So the University of Memphis basketball team has a new court. Jeffrey, what's your verdict?
I'm in favor. I love it. I love it. It's clean. You got the logo. That's a great logo. I think we got way too busy with floors. Obviously, there's no penises on it, no skylines. I don't really need the tiger stripes on the middle of the floor. I'm in favor. I think it looks great.
Well, so the old one was the claw. We have had the skyline, and we've had the famous, of course, penis court. Is there any busy court that looks good? Like, when did this? I am struck that all the courts I like are clean courts. I mean, I think you can't do better than Boston parquet, right? Like in terms
sure.
of courts. But is there any busy court that we've ever liked? I don't understand why it ever became popular.
Do you count when the Hornets used to have the honeycomb inside the three-point line? I thought that worked.
Anyway, this is good. It's classy. It's clean. It's good. And evidently,
the blue pops courts, too, because of the way that now that you've cleaned it up, the blue pops.
Yeah. It's beautiful. Honestly, it's beautiful. And the it's evidently, according to Parth's story in the Daily Memphian today, some of their old floors are basically hand-me-downs.
Sure.
As one of nine children, I understand hand-me-downs. I was number 8 and 9, so I understand hand-me-downs.
I was the oldest of three, but my brother was bigger than me, so I got hand-me-downs.
But some of these courts have been hand-me-down from the Grizzlies. This court is all new wood. And so it's going to be hopefully around for a while. And so there you go. All right, number two. Yeah, we got of course, Big 12 Media Days have been ongoing. SEC Media Days are next week. But we do know AAC Media Days. We do know what the University of Memphis is planning to do. They announced who they would be bringing. Of course, Ryan Silverfield.
Jeff, please. It's the American Athletic Conference kickoff. Please.
I'm sorry. Is that what American Athletic Conference kickoff? They're bringing William Whitlow from the defensive side. And then, here you go, Jeffrey. Quarterback, Brendan Lewis. Does that mean that there is no competition? Any competition is a fake competition?
No.
They're bringing him to media days or kickoff or whatever you want to call it.
What would you expect Ryan to do? Bring the 24-year-old senior?
So
This is on brand for me, for Ryan.
How so? It's on brand because why?
You're bringing like the old senior quarterback that's not going to say anything.
You don't think so? You think?
I think it's possible he takes the first snap. I do.
I think it's likely he takes the first snap. I think it's, in fact, I think there's very little, first of all, they're playing Chattanooga, right? First snap's going to be against Chattanooga. I guess my question is, do you think things can change between now and the first snap? But right now, we presume he's the presumptive starter, right?
Yes. So Tim Kramsey at the Tigers on Tour event, he's saying that they're not going to drag it out.
He said a couple weeks before they want you to put your quarterback out there. And so 2 weeks, but this isn't going to be one of these hide the quarterback thing, that at least 2 weeks before the opener, they were going to announce their starter. I guess my question is, have they already announced their starter by saying who they're bringing to media days?
I don't think you can. I mean, the question is whether or not this is like as strong of a signal as you're going to get. But
that's what I'm saying. Is this effectively telling everyone what's going to happen?
I don't read too much into it from media days.
Okay. And what?
The kickoff event.
What do you think of him?
He's very fine. I mean, Nevada wasn't good. That's not his fault, but he's fine. I think AJ Hill's way more exciting.
Is fine good enough?
Against these defenses, probably.
Well, I saw it. John was telling me that they are the fifth favorite. Is this true? Run down for me really quickly who the betting favorites are to win the conference this year.
So do you have a preferred? You have a preference, I'm going to Vandal.
Let's be honest. It's Tulane. It's Army. It's Navy. Right? I mean, Memphis is, I think John was saying it's the fifth favorite.
Let me pull it up. I saw them last week. Okay. Conference winners. The American Athletic Conference. Tulane is at plus 300. Navy's plus 400. UTSA's plus 500. Memphis is plus 500. 550, sorry. They're fourth. Ahead of USF and ahead of Army.
Is that, I mean, this year for Ryan is a different year because he doesn't know who his quarterback is, right? I mean, he didn't know who his quarterback is the first year Seth started, and you've got to give him credit for that, right? People talk about Ryan like, he's been gifted an experienced quarterback. Well, he was originally with Brady, obviously. He was gifted an experienced quarterback. And then once he had Seth, every year he was gifted an experienced quarterback. But let's not forget there was the year in there where we had to actually find, discover, groom, and start Seth. Like that was Seth is a Ryan Silverfield product in production that he's got to get full credit for. But
yeah, I totally agree. I have no problem crediting Ryan for Seth.
And then this is the first year since then when we don't know what the hell, you know.
I did not buy into the BS that the only way to keep Brady was to give Ryan the job. That I never bought into. But I do give him credit for keeping Seth.
But so this is kind of a different year for him, obviously, where he's, you know, what do you have? You do not have the proven commodity. On the other hand, it is interesting. Like, we criticize the Big 12 for not having the media poll. And by the way, the commissioner did talk about that. And he said that he thought it was that. Did you see this? He said that he thought that Arizona State was punished, but it worked. How so? How did it? Yes, they were picked last. Didn't hurt them at all, right?
The only argument that I will listen to is that Arizona State in the preseason top 25 was punished. But there's no way their win total was like 5.5. Credit to Arizona State for what they accomplished, but it's not like the argument would be because they started behind so big that they weren't able to jump up, and that's stupid. That's not the case.
They jumped into a bye, didn't they?
Yes.
I mean, not only did they get to the playoff, they had a bye. So it seems ridiculous. I guess the point is, though, that, and this is why you just look at the University of Memphis, how do you know what the hell to expect? On both sides of the ball. Teams are now remaking themselves on the fly every single year. And so, who knows? I mean, I think, isn't it? I mean, it is, it was always, I mean, it used to be laughable, the SEC Media Day predictions that we'd focus on every year, because they would invariably be wrong. And that was back when the rosters, by and large, returned year over year.
You could kind of sort the league by names.
Yeah. And I guess still it's a safe way to do it, is to sort the name by names. Anyway.
I think you can sort the top. I think sorting the middle is really difficult.
Let's go to the next one. Brent Rooker is going to be in the Home Run Derby. Pride of ECS and Mississippi State announced yesterday. He and Jez Chisholm were the late additions. Your thoughts, Jeffrey?
Brent also played in the organization that my brothers played in, the Germantown Giants. So shout out
also
to
the Germantown Giants.
Yeah, shout out to Brent. Brent also got a contract this year. So
he seems to have gotten a contract this year. I noticed that. Yeah, now, he's playing in a miserable situation.
Yeah, but it's worked out for him because John Fisher spent so little money. There's a clause in the MLB CBA that it's like, if you don't spend so much money, like they had to spend money last year. And so he was there, like that was huge. So good 2025, good year to be Brent Rooker.
This has been a good year to be Brent Rooker. How do you like his chances in the Home Run Derby?
I mean, as good as anyone's. I mean, the Home Run Derby kind of, it's like, I need to find out who's throwing BP to him. I have to scout that up. So Cal Raleigh's dad, Todd Raleigh, who was once upon a time the coach at Tennessee, he's throwing to him. I always worry about the dads throwing to the sons because sometimes they'll put like a pitch sequence on him. Like Matt Olson one year, his dad was like throwing like hard sliders to him. Didn't really. So like sometimes the competitive juices come out.
You don't think the dads?
It can work out, but I have to see more film. So I need to know who's throwing to Brent. Like there's some guys that are just, as soon as I see the guy throwing BP, that's when I'm like, I want to bet on that guy. Because there's some guys that can throw room service meatballs.
Well, we will hope that Brent Rooker has someone who can throw room service meatballs, which sounds delicious, by the way. All right. Next. Yeah, it appears that Cooper Flagg can't shoot, Jeffrey. We saw last night the Cooper Flagg Bronny showdown in Las Vegas. Bronny ends up 2 of 8 points. Cooper Flagg, 10 points, but
none in the second half.
None in the second half. He's not same thing we saw from Duke in the most important game of the year.
100%. Right?
Down the stretch, disappears. Couldn't close. 5 of 21, 0 of 5 from 3, and very extravagantly missed a dunk. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards said that may have been one of the worst games of my life, but they got the win, Jeffrey, and that's what really matters. 87-85.
Musa got some good minutes too, Jeff.
Well, I was going to get to Musa.
Because I should say, he got a lot of minutes. I don't know if they were good minutes.
But like there was a dime that Cooper Flagg threw to Musa, and had he been throwing it to Daniel Gafford, I'm going to imagine it would have ended up as a bucket.
Yeah, if we could have
Musa, don't throw it. Hey, Cooper, don't throw it to Musa.
I was going
to
say, if we could have told Cooper beforehand, hey, man, don't waste good passes on Musa. They have to be great, nice and soft like that.
Great guy. Yeah. Great, wonderful guy. But don't throw it to him, man. Do not do that. So he didn't have the scouting report.
It cannot have any mustard on it whatsoever.
Do you it continues to be an incredible injustice, a raging injustice, that he ended up in Dallas. Played the point a lot last night, honestly. And obviously he's going to be a very good player. Now, whether he is a, you know, all-NBA level player, and whether he's
like generational, like the best player of
generational player, you almost get the sense, don't you, that like he is getting PR and pop that is like LeBron and like Wemby, right? Like that in terms of how much he is anticipated. He has been anticipated like the greatest who ever come along are anticipated, right, in this situation. And I think the question is he going, like, is he going to, I have no doubt that if Wemby is healthy, he will be generational, right? Is Cooper Flagg going to be generational, or is he going to just be awesome?
My gut says awesome, but I also wonder, if he were just going to Duke this year, like, I think there's a pretty significant difference between like an 18 and 19 year old and a 19 and 20 year old. Like, I think when you start to get that age, like, I am leaving room for the fact that he's super young and he was undoubtedly, like, he was pretty much the best player in college last year.
Oh, he was the best player in college. Yeah, there's no question. I mean, he's tremendous. He's going to be tremendous. I just don't know if he will be generational.
I think the problem that I have is, like, isn't it almost like the struggle is because of the way, like, we're wired, we need to see, like, what's the comp? Like, we haven't seen a player like him. So,
well, weirdly enough, so my son Peter said the comp is Pascal Siakam. That's what he said.
Okay, and like that's like so.
In other words, he watched him play all the time at Duke.
Right, and this is why Peter's smart there, because Pascal Siakam, like, that would be a great career, but the problem is if you say that, everyone takes it as a slight
level of
yeah
celebrity. Yeah,
I mean, he can guard multiple positions. He is unbelievably skilled offensively. Like, I don't know. Like, that's the other thing. I can't, in basketball, it's like, other than LeBron, where it's just, with LeBron, you've combined an absolute touched by God physical freak with an unbelievable work ethic. But like, some of those other guys, is like, I don't know. Like, what makes the generational player? Like, with Steph, it's, well, he has a skill that no one's ever seen. And then with Durant, it's, well, we've never seen someone with his size that's that skilled as well. Like, I don't know. Like, it feels like he does everything well.
Grizzlies play today at 3.
Woo!
They back in action. Grizzlies
coming to a back gym near you.
And by the way, Drew Hill, really interesting interview with Tomas Isolo today at the Daily Memphian. Among the things I learned by reading it, one, he can. It's not just that he could dunk; he can still dunk.
Okay,
does that surprise you? At he's 42 years old.
He's kind of sneaky 6'3". Tall still.
He's 6'3", and evidently they do a thing at the end of the practices whereby a coach has to try to dunk. And if they can't dunk, they bring out Zach Edey to lift them up like a small child.
I like that.
So they can dunk, right? And so Isolo gets out there, and they're like, okay, bring Zach, get Zach ready. And he throws it down. And so there you go.
He does still look like he's in remarkable shape.
Unbelievable good shape. I don't know what his workout regime is.
Yeah.
But yes. Whatever he's doing, we all should do. He played 14 years in the Finnish league. And then just some interesting stuff. He talked about how he in order to be a coach, he had to kill the player inside him, the mentality
yeah.
of the player. Talked about, which we've heard before, growing up. You know, wanting to be, it was the Jordan era Bulls that they watched in Finland. He was lucky because the little town that he grew up in Finland, I mean, lucky in this sense, didn't have a hockey team. Most do, you know, a youth
yeah.
hockey team, but did have a very good youth basketball team.
That's got to be unbelievably rare.
You would think that they would have won that and not, you know.
Yeah.
You would think they might have both, but to have.
But I mean, Finland's got great hockey.
Finland has great hockey. Yeah, Finland has great hockey. He's got, and I've not heard this one way or another. Do you know what his family situation is?
I do not.
He's got a wife.
Are they still
a wife?
Are they?
He's got a wife. He's got a wife and 3 kids, and they live with here in Memphis. And he said it was. Now, mind you, they've moved around a bunch of different times. They've lived in, I think he said, 3 different countries. But his youngest didn't speak English when they came here.
That's got to be tough.
Yeah, I don't know how old the youngest is, but that's got to be tough. Now, kids obviously pick stuff up quicker. But, I mean, can you imagine you move to Memphis for an assistant coaching job with your wife and 3 kids, and your kids don't, you know, one of your kids doesn't speak any English?
No, that's a new level of culture shock.
on top of whatever the hell was going on inside that coaching staff last year, right?
Game of Thrones.
So then what's interesting, though, is that he talked about all the things that, you know, talked about style. He talked about, you know, an offense with more screening, obviously. Talked about pace. Talked about pressuring the ball on defense, which is different. But then he did go back to this, you know, rotation stuff. And he said, it's hard to play long stretches basically at the proper intensity. And I'll be honest, I just don't know that I buy it. You know, I do acknowledge that it is.
Are you talking, you don't buy the strength in numbers?
I don't buy that if you play your players fewer minutes, they are going to play at a greater intensity, and that the difference will be such that it makes up for the fact that you're playing lesser players for more minutes, right? Like, by definition, you're saying we want our players to play at a higher intensity for fewer minutes. Well, that means more minutes for your less good players and fewer minutes for your great players.
See, I can buy the, because Jaron said something last year of like, you know, 30 minutes at 30 or 28 minutes at this intensity is like 38 at another. I can buy that. My biggest problem with it is the last point that you made. It's too many minutes with bad players.
Well, I just don't buy the 38-28. If that means those minutes are going, instead of Jaron, they're going to, you know, whatever, Jay Huff.
Yes.
You know?
Well, rest in peace.
Not any longer. Rest in peace, right. But, like, I think, and most teams seem to think, that having Steph on the court for the most minutes possible gives them the greatest chance of winning.
Yes.
There is at some moment, and honestly, part of it is because I don't really know, and we'll see. And the nice thing is he's very flexible about this. He says if it doesn't work, where
I was. Yeah, I will say last year in the playoffs, like he did.
No, he didn't at all. He didn't at all.
He basically had like six guys he trusted.
He went away from, now that was the roster. That was, yes, whatever. 100%. This is what he's going to be going with, and we'll see if it works. I do think, obviously, you have to give Steph, for example, a blow. You have to give him a blow. But I don't think, here's the thing. Put yourself in this situation. If you're playing 32 minutes or 28 minutes instead of 38 minutes, do you think it's human nature to just like go hard all 32? Aren't you really paying at the exact same pace? I think you are. I think if you're Ja and you're paying 38 minutes or 32 minutes, you're Ja. You're not a different version of Ja in the 32 minutes than you would be in the 38 minutes. I don't believe it.
I do agree with you on your style of play is going to be your style of play.
That's what I think. And your pace of play is going to be your intensity of play, particularly for a regular season game on a Tuesday night in Charlotte. You're not going to, I'm going to get them. You know, like I'm going to go 100% in these 30. I just don't buy it.
The only thing I would say is there can be like a coach's push to push the tempo more frequently. Like, I guess I would equate it to if a team's running the hurry up offense, like I think everyone's running the play the same way. The difference though is like they're in between plays, like they're cranking the intensity up. So like from the sideline, there's like a push, push, push. But I'm with you. Like, I didn't really notice that big of a difference in tempo.
Yeah, I'm unconvinced. I'm unconvinced that I guess what I'm unconvinced about is that the level of intensity is going to be ratcheted up so dramatically that it can.
Unconvinced that the answer to being better is always scheme.
Are we up to four? What are we up to?
Yeah, we got.
Yeah, number five. All right. If you want to stay in Michael Jordan's old house, you can now. It's an Airbnb, Jeffrey. Now, this is a house that he built, you know, in the heyday that he built.
I mean, didn't it sit on the market for like a decade?
It sat on the market for a decade, yes. He listed it at $29 million in 2012. Now, he should have called Josh Hysaw because it sat and sat and sat and sat and sat and finally sold, get this, bought it. I mean, he listed it for $29 million. ultimately sold it for $9.5 million.
Did he build it or did he buy it?
That's a haircut. I don't know. He did substantial renovations to it at one point. It's got 7 bedrooms, 17 and a half baths, cigar lounge.
That ratio doesn't make sense to me.
Pool. You know, my house has 7 bathrooms.
Yeah, but 7 to 17.
7 toilets. 7 to 17.
Also a water fountain, folks.
So cigar lounge, pool, a stocked fish pond, putting green, of course, basketball court, theater, like all the necessities, right?
Yeah.
It used to have, when it was listed on Zillow to be sold, it had a giant 23 on the gate. The Airbnb listing does not have this 23 on the gate. But here's the thing, okay? You can get it for $120,920 a week. That's how much it is a week, $120,000 a week.
Where is it, Winnetka?
It's in Highland Park.
Okay, Highland Park. Okay.
$25,000 security deposit. But I think the clincher, the thing that will make this, I don't know, maybe like, no, you got to sign something agreeing to not have a party. What the hell is the point of it? Like, if you were renting that, wouldn't you want to have a party?
Yeah, I mean, to me, like the thought would be like it's a bachelor party spot.
You would think the point would be it is a or any kind of party spot, right? Yeah, I think bachelor party is the perfect. You're exactly right.
You know what I mean? Like a bunch of dudes that grew up like, you know, I mean, I know we're probably aging out of that, but like, hey, let's go. You know, let's stay.
Let's see. Second marriages.
Yeah.
So a rich dude, second marriage.
Yeah.
Bachelor party. Yeah. All right, so there you go. We got Jason Smith coming up next. Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock. It is the Jeff Gawkins Show on a Friday. If you're like Michael Jordan and you don't want to just sit and sit and sit and sit and watch your house sit there, what you should do is think about taking a cash offer, but not from one of those robocalls. Nope. If you're doing that, call Josh Hysaw and the team at Keller Williams Realty. Don't have to fix up your house. Don't have to have showings. Don't have to have open house. Don't have to have all the suspense as the years go by like they did for Michael Jordan. Josh Hysaw will come to your home. He'll look around and he'll give you an offer that is a full market price offer. All those scammers, those folks who are calling you, will you sell your home? You know they're lowballing you. That is not how Josh Hysaw does it. He does not want you to be ripped off. And you get up to 4 months to move. Again, Josh Hysaw, dedicated to making home buying easy, saving you time and stress, is his mission. To learn more, go to joshhasthebuyers.com. Back in a moment, Jeff Gawkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins show. It's Friday, so this would be a perfect weekend to get yourself to Oak Hall to take advantage of the semi-annual sale at Oak Hall. People wait all year for this. And let's be honest, we got a lot of summer left. Summer in Memphis stretches on for a long time. And so you got this week, certainly this weekend, to get into the semi-annual sale at Oak Hall. Same stunning, beautiful clothes, same unbelievably helpful people. Men's clothes, women's clothes, tailored clothes, sports shirts, shorts, the beautiful Brack slacks that I wear. Head on in to Oak Hall and take advantage of the best savings of the year. But everything else you've come to know and love about Oak Hall. And tell them I sent you while you're there. All right, joined now by Jason Smith. Jason and John every single day from 11 until 2. I'm an avid listener. And Jason, I suppose you are someone who would like to stay at the Michael Jordan Airbnb in Highland Park. 7 bedrooms, 17 and a half baths, cigar lounge, pool, fish pond, movie theater, basketball court, of course, putting green, of course, a giant 23 on the gate. Yours for the week for a low price of $120,000, but can't have a party.
I was good if Mike Miller pays for it, you know, if he puts up me and John in there for a week, but not if I paid, not if I've got to. I wasn't good with the bill, Jeff. I'd love to see Mike's place. We actually talked about maybe making it a Graceland type deal, but if you don't have the memorabilia, and that's the difference with Graceland, is it's still, you know, in many ways we tell ourselves this is what it looked like when Elvis was walking through it. It's not going to be that with Mike's old place right now. Now maybe you can, maybe this rich guy that bought it, he's a real estate guy, he bought it for 9.5. He obviously got it pretty good deal on it for what at one point the asking price was. Maybe you can still get some Mike level memorabilia and still, that's what I'm thinking, make it more touristy. Cause I think my man, John, had a good point. You know, your audience for this, the folks that have got the money to do this, are they, you know, it's limited. And how many times are they going to come back? You know, how many times are you going to get them as repeat guests? So my point is, his point was that pool is limited. And that's why I said maybe you do a little bit better as a tourist attraction. It is interesting to see the owner it feels like experiment. I'm going to try this thing on Airbnb and see what it does. But maybe you do. Maybe you make more money on Airbnb than you would as a tourist attraction. My issue, hey, tourist attraction probably involves homeowners associations, things like that. But usually HOAs don't let you make it an Airbnb. So this is very interesting. I'll be interested to see if he ends up, if the place is busy. But I'm not going unless somebody else pays.
Is that like we have not many celebrities have their homes be museums to them, right? But there are some. Paisley Park obviously is another, right? And Graceland is another.
What about Liberace's places? That's still out there. And I think when I was a kid out in Vegas, like you could go see Liberace's.
Now
I don't know if it's still the case is what I would need. I mean, this is when, you know, I used to ride out there with my grandmother, the whole family make a trip out there. And so I was a kid and remember that was a spot that they wanted to hit. But no, I'm not as familiar with there aren't, I can't imagine there are a ton of them. But again, if you don't have...
Let's presume that you could do this.
Mike has no connection to it.
Yeah. If you could do this, if the HOA rules or whatever, don't if it were allowed for zoning regulations, and you could just go ahead and get all the Jordan memorabilia you could, build a museum with videos, audio of interviews, everything Jordan, right?
Yes.
A whole room with about all the Jordan sneaker brands and everything like that. There'd be a whole wing basically donated to the sneakers.
I would want to take my kid. Yes, I would want to take my kid.
Could it be successful and could it sustain itself, right, for decades of people wanting to see Michael Jordan stuff?
I don't know if it'd go for decades, but I got a feeling it might do a little bit better than the Airbnb. Well, I feel like you've got the limit. I think John's right about limited audience there. What I know is that a bunch of guys my age who have this sort of infatuation with Mike as the GOAT, and you know, for a while there, Mike was doing camps for us old guys. I don't know if he still is or not, where you could pay. I think John and I even discussed this on the show. You could pay some money and go to Mike's camp as an adult man. But my point is that we have this in fact, and I think, you know, maybe I'd even go more than once if it had. And I'm telling you, you'd have to. I'm talking about, you know, go out of your way, give me some you know, videos and stuff through the rooms. I'm talking like the Civil Rights Museum. You know what I'm talking about? You'd really update that thing, and I can put some headphones on and maybe hear Mike tell a story. You know what I'm saying? I think that would do better. And dude, who in Chicago wouldn't roll out to this thing and go see it and go take their kids? But I mean, what are we talking about here? There's a whole nation of us that watched this guy on WGN that grew up Bulls fans, and I think it would do better if. But I feel like Mike would have to give it some sort of stamp of approval. You know, you're not going to get this thing where it needs to be if he doesn't. If Mike isn't behind it in some form, maybe you don't need his support. I mean, you don't need him to provide for you in terms of money, but maybe having his stamp is something that's probably necessary as well to do it right.
I think you're exactly right. I think you need his cooperation. You need interviews. Need all of
he
this
would
stuff.
Like it,
like,
though.
It's
it
sort of like a presidential
ego,
museum.
Which is what he wants. Yeah. Yes, it would play to his ego. This museum, the Museum of Mike. It's got a freaking 23 on the gates going in, man. You can't tell me he wouldn't go ahead and stamp that, because again, he's a man that's all about his ego and keeping his legend living on. And you would have fathers taking their kids and you know, it'd be like my grandmother when she wanted to come in town and see Elvis's place. I'd probably be us old men would still want to go back. And you could update the rooms. I don't know. I just say you'd do better there. I like that idea better. If we can get it past the HOA, place is going to be
All right, your thoughts on the Tigers' new court?
Clean. It's fine. Simple. I'm not a court man. Probably more like but I am old fashioned. I can respect old fashioned, and that's what that looks like to me, is old fashioned. I didn't need the cuts through. Like I told Jeffrey yesterday on his show, I just want to be able to see the damn 3-point line. You know, just show, was that good? Was that a three or not? That's all I care about. If it's too busy, I can't see it. So I'm fine with this. It looks good. Let's go back to simple. You know, simplify, always a good way to go.
All right. So I was talking to John earlier this week, and mm-hmm. I was talking about expectations for the Tigers and whatnot. I think what happened was we were talking about the non-conference schedule and how is it going to bite them in the ass this year? Yeah, I worried last year, like, oh my God, it's a tough schedule. And it turned out to be a source of great distinction that they were able to handle it as well as they did. And in answering that, he said, yeah, it might bite him in the ass. He said, but you have to understand, if they just win a couple, that's enough, because this isn't a team that's like going to be getting a 5 seed. This is a team that the expectations are just to like get into the tournament, right? That's what he said. And that triggered in me this question. Is that good enough? Is it remarkable that here we are, year 7, I think it is, 7, is that right, of Penny, and we're saying, yeah, you have to understand the expectations of this team are just to make the tournament. And it's interesting, those are the expectations, and no one seems upset about it. Should we be upset about it? What do you make of the fact that that is where our expectations have been ratcheted to or down to? That and by the way, that seems okay.
I just think this sort of bled onto our show in this sense, that we have long held that program to a standard of, what is it, Jeff, Sweet 16 every 7 years? I mean, that's the formula. Isn't that what we wrote long ago,
four.
What you wrote, what we've all
four,
said?
Right,
maybe it's every
and
four.
Mathematically, at one point it was
gone down.
Every four.
You haven't been there since 2009. And the reality is things have changed since then. But what I am fully aware of and was a part of for 6 years as the beat writer and everything else is we are so we're comfortable. We've been raised to hold that program up to that standard. And many of us are still there. That program also was nationally ranked last year for the entire season and drew 6,500 butts on average down the FedEx Forum. It's, you know, and again, that's not to say that that's any fault of theirs. It's part of that's across the board. College basketball, part of it is not making a Sweet 16 since 2009, but a large part of it, too, is how college athletics have changed. And you don't have guys for 4 years anymore like you did in, you know, even some of which still in 2008 when you were making, you know, a national title appearance. Things have changed. And I would just say, to go back to your, not to dodge your question at all, Jeff, because, no, I'd still tell you, second weekends are huge. That's why last year was so important, because it felt like it was right there in front of you. And you think about the equity that that would have built for Penny in terms of just having one of those, right? And you thought about how close they were maybe 2 years ago with Kendrick. But what we also have to acknowledge is times have changed. And you also have a university now that, you know, has a program, a football program, that's the most resourced, that's all we keep hearing, from its own athletic department. In the group of six now, whatever you call it, but I saw Dr. Scott go to group of six because Pac-12, starting in 2026, is one of us. But you're the most resourced there. That's, you know, where you've got national championship aspirations in basketball, you know, that cost is getting high. In football, you can still make a college football playoff, potentially, hypothetically, and really realistically, if you beat out Boise State and Tulane. Most years, that's doable. And oh, by the way, it's now in a building that you own. You know, so things have changed in terms of there's a ceiling now on football that you want to get to as well, and that includes, well, now if you're going to reach that ceiling, having to win conference championships. And so my point is just or maybe we're not as comfortable with holding it to a new standard because we haven't done it like we have with basketball. I wouldn't say exactly the same thing on the Grizzlies side, but Zach Kleiman's essentially, and you and I have talked about this, he's asking for a reset here, you know, at a time where, all right, we were just a two seed for a couple of years, for two straight years now. Part of this is on Ja, clearly, but it's fallen off the tracks. You've gone young here again, and listen, here's the other part about it. You're banking on Isolo, right? This being right. He's also improving. Jeff, I was just listening to you. There is no proof yet that his system's going to work. So if you've wasted a year last year pitting him and Taylor Jenkins to get to him and this doesn't work, forget the draft picks and everything else. What does that say about Kleiman's ability to find the guy who can lead it? Where are you at with Ja Morant then? So my point is that's at a point now where, all right, are we holding that to the highest standard we can? And should it be that way now? So back to the answer, yes. You want Penny to make a Sweet 16. That's why he has to schedule like he does in the non-conference, because they get nothing in conference. But the reality is, and we've talked about this too, with the price it's going to cost now to do that, with what the return is, again, 6,500 butts in seats for a team that was ranked for most of the season last year, it's you wonder, is it sustainable to keep those national championship expectations that have always been there? Is it sustainable to do? You know, is it fair to continue to ask Penny to hit that mark if we're not asking the same, first off, of everybody else? That's number one. And then, you know, the rest of it is, Penny is unique. John and I were just talking about this. Penny's done more for that university. Let's just talk about, I mean, let's boil him down to just your regular college basketball coach. He ain't your regular one. You know, the guy had given money to the university before he got the job. He's now, I believe, Jeff, this is, are we going into year eight? I heard y'all talking about that. I think it feels like it's year eight now.
I lose track. Either way. I can imagine it's year eight, yeah.
And maybe seeing him, and I talked about this with you, and maybe I'm a little jaded, maybe it's a little recency bias, but seeing how engaged he was at that camp still going into year eight, like, huh? This is a dude that's a millionaire. He could be gone. You know, just a summer ago, let's be real. He was offended, but he felt attacked by us. Now he turned the page, and you got to give him all the credit in the world. But he felt attacked by us because of the job we were saying he wasn't getting done. Because you had people like me saying this is Penny better win this year. You had people like you saying Penny better win, writing Penny better win. We were all saying it because it was true. And again, it was the first time probably where it felt like this entire city that he had put on his back, whether as a player, Treadwell, Memphis, going on to Orlando, is really coming after him. I mean, media, fans, and he, let's be real, he had a meltdown. Man, whether it's Ed Scott, Tim Duncan, that whole crew, or whether, God certainly played a part. Penny's talked about this. He looked in the mirror and he said, you know what, after all this I've done for the University of Memphis, Ryan, I've given money, came to be the coach. Sure, it's not where I want it, but man, these folks are crazy. Yeah, I'm going to look in the mirror and I'm going to answer these questions and I'm going to do it in a respectful way. And all these folks that have criticized me, man, Jason and John, I'm going to go on their show and answer those questions. I mean, that's a stand-up move for a guy that could have just walked away, for a guy that, let's be real, he was saying it was all going to burn down if he walked away. He's been completely different in the year since. And so this guy that we asked to, boy, you better go win a national, you better get to a Sweet 16, go win a national title, Penny, right? And say, he ain't getting it done. Boy, if he doesn't this year, he's got to go. Comes back on at a time other coaches won't when we criticize the jobs they're doing. Comes back on to answer our questions, right, and stand in the face of it. And has a year, yes, where he did everything he was supposed to do in terms of winning his regular season title, then his conference tournament title. Gets the 5 seed, leaves it on the table, not beating Colorado State. It felt like the Sweet 16 was there. But damn, man, checked all those other boxes, made us proud. And we're right back to saying, Penny better win again. It's just, amazing how.
I guess my point, yeah. Jason, is I don't think we do hold them to. I don't know that we should. I think I don't think
that's what I'm saying. It has to change, right?
That's what I'm saying.
It has to. Because
Pastner was held to that standard because he was fired. Pastner was held to the standard because he was essentially fired. Penny has not been held to that standard. And because the standard has changed. Yeah.
It has changed.
Reality's changed.
We were saying last year he had to win or it's time for him to go. I mean, we were right there saying that he had to win or it's time for him to go. And maybe we backed off of that a little bit now. And again, with the context of it's not like Pastner, it's not like Cal, where Penny isn't going anywhere. He's not leaving you for another college job. That's another layer to him. And another sort of, if he's going to be this engaged, Jeff, then it's hard to still say, even though he hasn't made a Sweet 16, what is he, 1-3 in the tournament? It's hard to say he's not the right guy for the job, because if you do find somebody that comes in here, wins for a year or two, whatever it is, you're going to be right back to where you were in terms of that guy leaving you for what he sees as his destination job. And I don't know that that's, while I see that in football as something you probably want to get back to, that was a good existence. I'm not sure in basketball with the challenges now that that's doable. I could be wrong, but it feels like you're, even with him and his record, we all say has to be better. Feels like you're probably in the best hands, especially if he's still going to be this engaged and want it this badly for the program.
I certainly agree with that. I do 100% that yep. He's the right man for the job. I just wonder if – I just think it's interesting that we now have
– we've changed expectations.
We used to say if you – hell, Josh was run out of here for not going to Sweet 16 – and we don't do that anymore, yeah. Partly because it's Penny, but partly because reality has changed around Penny. And I think it's
100%.
But it's just sort of happened, and so there you go. Anyway, Jason, I've taken too long. Thank you very much. Appreciate it, man.
Have a great weekend, brother.
Jason Smith from 11 to 2, Jason and John. We're going to break. Come back to talk. Chris
Jeff, Anthony. It is Jeff year 8, by the way.
92.9 FM ESPN.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.